of modern America towards rising China. Who knows? If he had lived longer, he might even have come to like the country. It would be all too easy to dismiss Carr's work because he did not live to see these changes, or because history, with its many intersecting disciplines, has become so nuanced that his work now seems simplistic. In a way, Carr is a victim of his own success. What is history particularly suffers for its enduring appeal. But Carr was not writing Crime and Punishment. His books were not intended as classics. He was writing, as I do, for the transient world of academia, where theories are made to be tested and thrown out. But something in Carr's work gives it lasting appeal. Rather like the characters he adored in Russian literature, Carr had a rich psychological profile, one which has kept me captivated for years in his archive. Be it the grand strategist or the historical theorist, E.H. Carr was as multidimensional as the practice of history itself. And it seems only fitting that his work continues to provoke a multitude of responses today.
The essay was presented by Michael Cox and produced by Catherine Godfrey. The series was a whistle-down production for BBC Radio 3. 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online. Time now for World on 3 with Lopo Katari. Do it, the man. Hey, it's funky now.
Slow-paced groove and attitude, Funky in Jamaica, a 1973 recording from Bumps Jackson. Not a bad way to start off a compilation of Jamaican-influenced funk and to kick off tonight's World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. It's called Jamaican Funk Experience, out on the Shente as part of their Funk Experience series. And there's a little bit of Italian funk coming up later. My guests on the programme are Musicash, who've been together for nearly four decades and are still seen as one of the most adventurous folk groups in Europe. And I've also got a whole host of new releases and rediscoveries, starting with this one. Vijana Jazz was a Tanzanian dance band sponsored by the youth wing of the country's ruling political party. They created many music styles, one of which was coca coca. And often at their gigs, the audience would shout out coca coca and sex battalion, which I'm assuming was because they were so good looking. Well, at that time in the 70s, the more you recorded, the more money the studio producer and the band made, regardless of sales. So the guys from Vijana Jazz ran a little scam with their producer, who convinced the label to commission some songs from a new band called the Coca Coca Sex Battalion. Not brilliant by any standards, but it did work. And this is one of those songs, Gwe Manetu Fi.
Yes, yes, we're my net of it. kofi Toka kula wa masohoni Mbaba kulonga kilunguru Kujida ingwe ngwe kwa mzungu Kulonga kizungu Yes, yes
Breathe box. That's what Antti Palonen calls his diatonic accordion. It's also the name of his album. Palonen, one of Finland's leading contemporary folk musicians, asked fellow Finn and world-renowned accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen to produce this album. And maybe because they share the same love for the accordion, it's turned out so compelling, almost hypnotic. The track I played there was Bogla. Before that was a song from the album The Koka Koka Sex Battalion, the pseudonym of the Vagina Jazz Band out on Stearns. Over to Argentina now, and Emiliano Gomez, known as El Hijo de la Cumbia, the son of cumbia. I guess you could call him a cumbia apasionado. There's been a real revival in this kind of music, and Gomez has been a big part of bringing it into the modern world with songs such as this. This is Para Bailar.
Yo, una vez más, Alica y Nueva Alianza, all the way from Argentina, un destino, listen. Que veía, vine a hablar de la vida en el barrio, vine a contar todo lo que quería, vine a buscar una gente para bailar. Sé ya un tiempo que yo llegué, los caminos de la vida me trajeron, me quedé. Hoy pido al selecta un feeding de reggae, para darte algo que es bueno, aquí te esperaré. Vengo con el flow de esta mi rima danzante, clandestina sin papeles, ilegal, incesante. Victoria y en el camino del perseverante, mi sangre, mi gente, mi tierra pa'lante. De todo lo que veía vine a hablar, de la vida en el barrio vine a contar, todo lo que quería vine a buscar.
Yeah.
De todo lo que veía vine a hablar, de la vida en el barrio vine a contar.
Grinders Polka, one of many enjoyable and quirky tracks on Tricont's latest compilation, Texas Bohemia Revisited. And I don't know how they come across the music that they do, but I'm glad that they are such intrepid musos. Shiner Hobo Band is one of the groups who are part of an intriguing community of Czech and German immigrants who've been living in Texas since their families went over in the 19th century. Many still talk in the antiquated German of the time. Now, the original Hobo Band formed after the First World War. They were sponsored by the local Spötzl Brewery, who paid them one keg of Shiner beer for each performance. Now, whether they still get paid by the keg, I'm not sure, but they are still sponsored by the same brewery. Now, in the middle of those last three tracks was Turkish diva Sezen Aksu, who played to a packed audience at the Royal Albert Hall a few weeks ago. I didn't understand a word of what she said, but it really didn't matter. The emotion in her voice and the almost bewitched state of the crowd more than made up for it. Aska Sukredalim is from her new album, Optium. Something that Hungary has in abundance is music. Lots and lots of great music. Liszt, Bartók, Ligeti. My guests on the show tonight are also part of the country's music history. Here they are, Muzikás.
Thank you.
Dances of Kolotaseg. Is that right, Daniel?
Kolotaseg? Almost right. Kolotaseg, as you pronounce. You always pronounce Kolotaseg.
Well, in the studio with me are one of the bands that is part of Hungary's music history, Muzikash, which is made up of Peter Eri, Daniel Hammer, and then, of course, we've also got Laszlo Portaleki and Mihai Sipos, who make up the rest of the band. Daniel, Peter, a very warm welcome to you. That's a great song, that Dances of Kolotaseg. That Kolotaseg's got to be a part of Hungary, is that right?
Kolotaseg is a part of Romania today.
Of Romania.
Yes, but Hungarians living there, it's a part of Transylvania. And there are very rich traditions are still today, especially in the wedding parties when there are lots of music and lots of dance. And we just wanted to show a part of this kind of atmosphere with this music.
But this music is all about dancing, isn't it? It's about celebrations of weddings and parties and births.
Oh, yes, dancing and singing as well. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the first melody with which we started, it's a so-called morning song or down song, which they sing together at the end of the wedding party.
So how many hours have they all been partying for?
Usually 40 days? Hours. 40 is a normal wedding parties.
Grueling on the musicians.
Yes, for the musicians, it's not so easy, but for the other people, it's a big enjoyment and unforgettable event of their everyday life.
Well, talking about long concerts, you guys, Muzikash, have been together for nearly 40 years.
It's unbelievable.
That's phenomenal.
it's unbelievable to think about. Yes, but it was a very colorful and very lucky and very nice 40 years being together.
How did it all start? I mean, what was the origin of the group?
I think it's different. In my family, the folk music was a common everyday thing because my parents were ethnographers and they did a lot of field work. And so, for example, I was 10 years old when I first was in Kolotaseg.
Oh, really?
Yes, my parents took me with themselves, and when they went to collect music and filming folk dances, I was there with them. So in my family, it was very natural, very common.
And they were obviously, your parents were obviously musicians themselves, Peter?
No, they were
research
fellows, yes.
So going around with your parents, collecting this great kind of oral history, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's how you've picked up. You have a fantastic array of instruments with you today. I mean, the flute that we'll hear later on, that's a fantastic instrument.
It is coming from another tradition, from Transdanubia. It's a shepherd's flute. Shepherds made for themselves this kind of long flute. It has two versions, one with five hole and the one with three holes, but the sound is almost the same. And the measure was their arms. So it was as long as their arm. So a shorter shepherd couldn't play on the flute of the taller one. Really?
Yeah, which means that nobody would ever take your instrument.
Yes. And the way, there's very strange way how they play, because they're not blowing on the instrument, but also they are singing in the meanwhile. That makes this kind of very exciting, buzzing tone.
Yeah.
And it's also that we have to add that the melodies which were played or will be played by Peter with this instrument belongs to the oldest layer of the Hungarian traditions. Scientists prove that more than 2,000 year old melodies.
Well, I was going to ask you this, Daniel, because the music that you play, I mean, you know, the fact that you've been together now nearly 40 years, are these still old songs that are being discovered or rediscovered in many ways, or are you making your own compositions?
No, we had to rediscover. That's a very good word. I never heard, but you find the correct word, rediscovered, because this type of music almost disappeared in villages and it was not known in big cities, except some scientists like Peter's parents. But for the public, it was completely unknown. And it's not only for our age, but in earlier, for example, Béla Bartók, who was a great researcher of this music, he accidentally, as heard one song that made him to go to villages and start to collect this music and make the new science of the folklorist. So this kind of music was completely unknown for urban people. So we had to rediscover this music for ourselves and use it for ourselves.
So this song that we're going to hear now is the one that Peter's going to do the flute, the shepherd flute solo, yes, to begin with. And it's a Transdanubian Ugros.
Transdanubia is a west southwest part of Hungary, and the shepherd song which played by Peter's long flute is from there, and also the other where the string instrument plays, but there is one instrument which is not a violin but it's called tambura, which makes this kind of very beautiful color of this music. And when the people ask that, what's my opinion about the different genres of the Hungarian folk music, I say that maybe this is a more happy music of ours.
Lovely. Yeah. So, Transdanubian Ugros. Is that
Ugros,
right?
Ugros. Yes, yes, yes.
Starting off with the shepherd's flute from Peter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
a fast and frivolous Transdanubian Ugrosh. More from Muzikash in about 20 minutes. Sistema Solar call themselves Joyful Afronauts of the Caribbean. They're from Colombia, and their music scratches and mixes its way through a myriad of genres. Techno, hip-hop, folk, rap, funk, a veritable solar system of sound. And on stage, in what looked like day-glow body stockings, they are just as joyful and electrifying. They were one of my highlights at Wormix in Copenhagen this year. Here they are with El Mahagual.
Thank you.
Merhaba, and the voice of Tunisian Badia Boukrizi, bringing us a distinctive Eastern take on Afrobeat. Awale is a London-based group that formed just 2 years ago, drawn from London's multicultural music pot. They call their music Afro-Gypsy Beat, and Merhaba is from their debut album, Just Have to Grow, co-produced by one of the UK's finest, Nick Page, a.k.a. Doubler, and it's due to be released early next year. You're listening to World on Three. I'm Lapa Kotari, and my guests are Hungarian legends Muzikash. But before we go back to them, just a couple more songs. I opened tonight's programme with a tune from the Jamaican funk experience. Well, here's one from its Italian cousin, Italo funk experience. Synth funk, Italo exploitation and espresso jazz from Italy, 1969 to 1980. Piero Umiliani was born in 1926. He died at the age of 74, and perhaps his most famous song is Mana Mana. It was written in 1968 and was originally used for a documentary film about Sweden. But in 1969, it was covered by the Muppets and was on the first ever episode of The Muppet Show, establishing itself as part of children's TV history. But Umiliani's legacy is more than just one song. He was instrumental in creating a style of European jazz that became the iconic sound of film and TV in the 70s and 80s, a sound more recently revived in the films of Kill Bill and Ocean's 12. Here's Lady Magnolia. Thank you. What a fab idea. Take a well-known, world-famous Polish composer of the 19th century, add modern folk and classical instruments, stir with a round-the-world air ticket, and voila, you have a rough idea of what his music would sound like in the 21st century. Maria Pomianowska is a Polish musician, festival curator, and, of course, a non-purist. Chopin in Five Continents was her zany idea, and that track was Chopin in Siberia. The Krakowiak Rondo, Opus 14, with a liberal helping of Jew's harps, a didgeridoo and Tuvan throat singing. The cover of this masterpiece, Chopin and dreadlocks. What else? Well, that brings us back to my guests in session, Muzikash, not sporting dreadlocks, but with a similar passion for dredging the past and letting it frolic in today's world. Here they are with Dances of Bekash.
Thank you.
A piece there called Dancers of Bekash from the much-fated Musikash, and the fantastic sound of this kind of bass percussion, the gardon. Daniel, yes. Tell me a little bit about the gardon.
There are gut strings on this instrument made of heavy wood, one piece of wood, and I had to beat the tuned string, so it has a sound of a drum. And I have to beat the instrument itself. That's the knocking noise coming from the instrument. And this instrument called gardon, there is no English name for such an instrument because nowhere else except this Eastern Carpathian mountains, they use such a strange percussion instrument.
So how did you come across it?
Well, we have there is a huge collection of Hungarian folk music, and we have been there and we have seen how they play this instrument. And and actually, this instrument is a copy of an original one.
Well, I was going to ask how old it is. It looks ancient. It looks hundreds of years old.
Yes, because it's a very precise copy of an instrument which I have at home, and that instrument is really old. It's more than 250 year old. Yeah. But it looks like, but it's easier to tune. That's the only thing which the instrument maker has changed the key. This is a mechanical key. And not the old-fashioned key.
So, in fact, it's probably only 10 years old, but you've played it so much, it looks like a 250-year-old.
Yes, yes, easily can cheat the people.
So do you find that the people who come to listen to you now when you play are a completely different profile to the people that came 40 years back?
All the same. Because I think
you never know who is the audience.
Yes, but it always we experience in a concert that there are people who have heard us 15 years ago or 20 years ago, and they are still coming to our concert. So this is the music that also for us, it is easy to listen in the rest of your life. So it is, if you just get contact with this music, maybe you glued to it and it became a part of your life.
It has got a timeless quality to it, isn't
we
it?
We hope so.
We hope so, yes. And it's not because of old music, but because it's an old music, so it has been proved that it's good for the everyday life. And not only to amuse, that is very important, that this kind of music could cure the people, could heal the people. Mm. When they were singing, they were, it's like a catharsis of the anti-Greek people, so they were a little bit more easy after that.
Mm. You have toured virtually everywhere. What is still left on your list?
Antarctica. We have never been to Antarctica. There are so many penguins and they don't know anything about the Hungarian music. Well, we make the, I don't know the number, circle, five-fifths or sevenths or 15th circle all over the world. We are just here now. I don't know what was the first time that we have been in London, but it's always nice to come back.
One of the sort of trends at the moment is that a lot of the great old recordings of whether it's folk music or pop music or whatever, from all over the world, is being remixed by DJs and such. Has anybody approached you about remixing some of your songs?
Yes. There were some questions that they wanted to remix. We don't mind it, you know, so anybody can do what they want. But what we do is that's our job. Yeah. And what we think that was improved, I know that it's not too fashionable what we are doing in the last 40 years, because we don't want to put any rock instruments in, we don't want to combine this music with other. But that's our experience, is that it's music as it is, it's good. So why to destroy or why to add anything? It's not necessary to add, not necessary to put other coat to this body.
So tell me about the last song that you're going to perform for us today.
This song, played by another kind of flute, it is coming from Moldavia, Moldva, as we call it. It's a part of Romania as well. But a lot of Hungarians are still living there. They are native there. And this comes from their special repertoire and played on their special instruments, a special flute which has a special scale, and also the kobos, a kind of lute, what we hear. And also the drums that they use. It is not very common other parts of Hungary or in the Hungarian music.
To have drums.
To have drums. Yes. Yeah, we have the gardon, we have heard the gardon. But the drum, it's used only in Moldavia.
And this is another song of celebration? What is it?
This was a dance music. It's called the Gergely Dance, My Sweet Gregory, but it's the title of a song which used to sing for that music.
Yes, it was the instrumental form of that song.
Oh, that song, yes.
Wonderful. Well, Muzikash, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
With pleasure.
My session guests tonight, a living Hungarian treasure, Muzikash, and a piece called My Sweet Gregory. Maia Vidal is of French, German and Japanese extraction, and her music is a kind of blend of them all, a sort of musical European Zen garden. God Is My Bike, her debut album, is due to be released on Crammed Discs sometime this month. This track is Le Tango de la Femme Abandonnée that begins a bit like the theme to Randall and Hopkirk Deceased, for those of you who are old enough to remember the original TV detective series.
Cela Je me mets à boire et à attendre la terreur et à voir passer les heures, à voir passer mon cœur et là je vois ma peine. Me preguntan mis amigos, ¿tienes mala situación? sensación. No saben lo que es cariño, ni saben lo que es amor. No saben lo que es cariño, ni saben lo que es amor. Ay, mira, Leonora, ven acá.
Dame un abrazo de verdad.
Ay, mira, Leonora, ven acá.
Maia Vidal, Stealing Sheep, and Miguel Duran, three new releases out this autumn. Maia Vidal's God Is My Bike is due out on Crammed Discs this month. Stealing Sheep, second of that trio, a psychedelic folk group from Liverpool. Their eight-track EP, Noah and the Paper Moon, will be released on Heavenly Records in December, ahead of the full album due out in March of next year. I played a song of theirs called Bats, and if you like that, you can see them live at the Kitchen Garden Cafe this Wednesday, the 23rd, in Birmingham. And finally, Miguel Duran and Eleonora from yet another Colombian offering from Soundways. The original sound of cumbia, the history of Colombian cumbia and porro, as told by the phonograph 1948-79, is due out on the 5th of December. And as with so much of what comes out on Soundways, it deserves a listen. Cool Beats for Hot Dancers is a music compilation from Denmark. I played the Texans singing in archaic German earlier on in the programme, the Shana Hobo Band. Well, here you have the queen of Danish klezmer music, Shane Nussbaum, singing Yiddish pop with her Spielnicks in incorrect German. Here's Erfahrung ist sexy, experience is sexy, a great tune with a touch of cabaret.
Sexy baby,
Erfahrung ist sexy, baby.
Erfahrung ist sexy, baby. Lass die Kinder spielen, du bist unsere Mitte, unser Star. Erfahrung ist sexy, baby.
penser à mon amoureux. Je fais que penser à nous deux. D'ailleurs, ça vient tout seul. Et je ressens la gamine était tout allumée et la gamine voulait tout me raconter. Son cœur venait tout seul. Elle avait un air extraordinaire. Elle avait un air.
Day. Abria!
Another great track from Texas, Bohemia Revisited. This time a polka band called the Red Ravens and a recording that was taken from their performance at the Czech Heritage Festival in Victoria County in Texas in 2007. And sandwiched in between those two takes on German, a song in French from Catherine Ringer, Vive l'amour. Catherine was one half of the 1979 French pop duo Les Rita Mutsuko, Fred Chichin, her husband, being the other. Following his death a few years ago, Catherine is bringing out her first solo album, Ring and Roll, on Because Music on the 28th, in tribute to both her art and to Chichin, her soulmate. She's been described as charismatic, eccentric and very, very French, and that actually is quite a good description of her music. OK, here are two tracks from artists who are doing new stuff with old tunes. Baiana System, a part of Brazil's electro-folk club scene, and Ranjana Ghatak, a London-born classical singer, and by that I mean both Western and Eastern classical. It's this grounding in both music forms that I think gives her a slightly different texture. So here she is with Rei Niramohi, a semi-devotional song written by the 18th century poet and saint Lalit Kishori, and a song about love and separation.
Yeah.
tira a venda, não desça o pacote. A vida não é um jogo que tem volta. A batida move o corpo e não revolta. Já perdi o seu reforço nessa escolta. Não passe pela nota sem ter prova jamais. Eu quero ver a paz, quero ver a pose. Na situação quando acabar o que era doce. Hoje, como era doce. A situação vai agravar, era pose e paz. Quero ver a pose. Na situação quando acabar o que era doce. Hoje, como era doce. A situação vai agravar, era pose.
يا المي يا بعيدة يا جبتها مرة يا سلعين عمين والجبال يا تخدم فيها يا لمحان جات للشدة يا لي مسكين منين جاء وصاب لمرسمها يا لكاني الربح وبراي زين لكان درت صور وضيور عليها يا لكان درت عنها يا باب وقفلين لكان بالحديد غلقت عليها يا ومنين يا لكان بالحديد غلقت عليها يا لكان درت راتب للعساسين الحاضرين في غيبي أحظوها يا ومنين ما ربح شوراي شئين إلا غرستها صديت عليها وهذاك مكتب رب العالمين كاتبة قال العبد وديها يا نداني
إنا غلام القنطار وشميده والعود وشبيبه الله يشدنا في الصاجن كباشا قومي لقيتنا في خاطر أحمد المقدم حبيبه
في خاطر حجو الخوجة تاع المير تاع معسكر هذا ياك ما اكتب رب العالمين وكاتبة آل العبد ويديها يا ديان يا دقداني انا يلي عشقت الطاوس ربيتها يلا بالجحدية والطاس في الطينة في الصح في قبس عالية في سدة
Sheikh Abdelkader Ould Zine and the rosewood flute from Algeria, known as the Gazba, bringing us a style of song that eventually became rhyme music. It's from a 4-CD set called Opica Pende, Africa at 78 RPM, out on Dust to Digital. And before that was Northeastern Brazilian Grooves in a Gentle Electronic Soup, Osh Como Era Doce from Baiana System, another of the great bands that I danced the night away to in Copenhagen last month at Womex. Next week, Emir Kusturica and the No Smoking Orchestra will be joining Marianne Kennedy on World on Three. They're over here as part of the London Jazz Festival. But that's about it from me tonight. Details of the music can be found online at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And feel free to email us with your suggestions, thoughts, whatever, on worldon3@bbc.co.uk. And what better way to end the programme than with one of my favourite singers, Buika, in whom both producer Javier Limón and film director Pedro Almodóvar have found a fellow spirit. En Mi Piel, The Skin I Live In, is her latest album and the title of Almodóvar's film. The double CD includes two tracks from the film and a couple of previously unreleased songs. This is one of them, Sueño con Ella, Sleep, or perhaps Dream with Her. Till next time, goodbye.
La recuerdan. No me escondo, simplemente ya no atiendo a lo que no me alimenta. Y aunque el tiempo y la gloria tras mucho trabajar me hayan traído cosas bellas, alguna que otra noche aún sueño con ella. Volveré y un segundo después la desterré al olvido. No fue un castigo, simplemente no debo volver a donde no me han querido. Y aunque su amor traicionero me hiciera perder la razón y el mío fuera un queriendo a medias, si y sueño con ella. Y yo sueño con ella. sueño con ella. Hay un gato marrón, caracolas de mar, bajo la luna lunera. En el aire hay amor, todo tiene el color de la rosa tempranera. Ahora entiendo el porqué, cuando se fue de mí llovió una semana entera. En el calor de esta noche yo sueño con ella. Estar contigo, y si no fuera porque tatuado tu nombre en mi piel, yo pensaría que fuiste un sueño. Será imposible no echarte de menos, y yo sueño contigo, muñequita linda, contigo y conmigo. Tú estás bailando bajo el sol y tu pelo de nube viene a rozarme el ombligo. Hay dos ángeles de amor dibujando veleros que cruzan mares prohibidos. Se me rompe la voz cada vez que recuerdo haberlos cruzado contigo. Contigo, diosa distinta, yo sueño aún, oh. Y yo sueño con ella, y yo sueño con ella, si yo sueño con ella, sí, y yo sueño con ella, sí. Yo sueño con ella, muñequita linda, yo sueño contigo, contigo y conmigo, yo sueño contigo, y yo sueño con ella, yo sueño con ella, y yo sueño con ella, yo sueño con ella, con ella, yo sueño con ella, con ella, yo sueño con ella, con ella. Yo sueño con ella.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, a selection of music for the early hours of this Saturday morning. Glazunov's ballet The Seasons takes to the stage in a couple of hours, and the Mozart lovers, which I hope means all of you, have a couple of things to look forward to as well. But I'm starting today with a visit to the 2010 Torroella de Montgrí Festival in Catalonia for a concert given on the 4th of August last year by Academia 1750, directed from the keyboard by Stefano De Micheli. Pergolesi's Stabat Mater is the main work in 45 minutes or so, and first is a concerto by someone billed as the Czech Vivaldi, Jan Antonín Reichenauer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.